I don't even know what show number this is.
This is show number the one after Thanksgiving.
257, maybe?
Sure.
All right, hey, it's Larry here at Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and I'm putting this show up on Saturday. I'm here with E.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
I have driven out to E's house to record this show because, well, it's a holiday here in North America.
It's a holiday in the U.S., Canadian Thanksgiving.
Because thank you for that correction. So I decided to record a show, and this is not a normal show. I want to say right up front, if you're looking for the normal show, the name, the game, and all that stuff, press stop and move on to something else.
Yes, you will not be excited by the next.
Because you and I basically, I said, hey, I want to do a show this week, but I don't want to do a normal show. I want to kind of do a different type of show. Meaning, a different type of show means I come over and you and I just yak for a while.
It's a much easier show to make.
Yeah, way easier for you.
Yeah, well, they're all easy for me, but you don't have to do all your
right. I'm
just going to
throw this up as one big file. So it's we're recording this. I'm over to E. It's after Thanksgiving, U.S. Thanksgiving.
Yes, and it looks kind of like something exploded in my kitchen.
I didn't realize that at your house that you consume so much alcohol for Thanksgiving.
Well, it wasn't just me. There were other people here, and some of them helped with the alcohol.
So you want to go through the Xbox news, or what do you want to go through?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Well, we got the Halo 3 maps coming out.
Halo 3 maps. First DLC for Halo 3.
Coming out December 11th.
Yes.
800 points.
The Heroic map pack.
Right.
And it's going to be similar to the way it worked for Halo 2. The maps will come out. They'll be premium for a while. And then I think right before the next maps came out, they said, will become free.
Right. Which is what they did last time.
Yep. And the cool thing is that Halo 3 is now a little smarter about handling
Halo 3
maps.
The game.
Halo 3 the game. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to have separate playlists for people with new maps, it can actually tell if the people in a playlist have the maps or not.
Oh.
And then be smart about, well, I can put this new map in there, or no, I won't. Or at least from reading Bungie.net, that's the impression.
That's the impression you got.
I'm pretty sure it's going to work that way.
Okay. That's cool. So that's coming out. What other news do we have? You've been playing a lot of Rock Band was out this week.
We played a bunch of Rock Band at Thanksgiving, actually. That was a blast.
And you and I just played. I came over to your house, and I just played the drums, and I'm horrifically terrible at this game.
Well, the secret, I think, to this, just like with Guitar Hero, is you've got to know the songs.
Yeah, and I don't like any of the songs.
I'm atrocious at the songs that I don't know well. The ones that I know really well,
right,
that I play a lot,
right,
I do really well.
Well, I have to back up a little bit. I don't want to say I don't like any of the songs. I haven't been through all of Rock Band to really play them all, so that's not really fair. So you and I played two or three songs, and we did all right. So didn't get an achievement, but c'est la vie.
Those will come.
I don't have a Rock Band. You have one, but I don't.
Yeah. We were playing last night. One of my friends that was here knows the cheat code to unlock all the songs, so mm-hmm. we could just go through and pick the ones we liked, and that was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
So,
what else? Also, actually, on Thanksgiving, North America, U.S. Thanksgiving, I keep saying
wait,
that.
Let's just stop right now. For the rest of the podcast,
yep.
every time we say Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we mean American Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we're not going to bother correcting
ourselves anymore.
Right,
we mean that crazy puritanical holiday.
Right.
So on Thanksgiving, the Thursday, for those of you that don't know, which is the 22nd, Halo 3 theme was released for Guitar Hero 3.
Yes, played by Steve Vai.
Did you download that?
So I just did. Were you not watching like 30 seconds ago?
No.
I downloaded it yesterday to one of my other consoles. I just downloaded it
to your
this
TV
one a
would
few
be
seconds
bigger.
Ago.
I did. I guess it's because
61 inches.
I remember the big one that you had here.
It's over there.
Yeah, I remember that. And it's just the case was so imposing
that
it felt bigger.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. I got like 2 feet of my living room back in the TV's 4 inches smaller diagonal.
Nice and bright.
So, yeah, I love this thing. It's awesome.
Nice and bright. You have the Samsung whatever. I don't know. We gave it out last time.
6189S LED backlit DLP.
This is the one that has the Bluetooth. And what are you going to do with Bluetooth? Could you explain that to me?
It's like so you can take screenshots and things.
With what?
If you had a Bluetooth-enabled printer or something.
Oh, come on. Really?
It's got USB ports. So you can like plug a memory stick in, and it will go through photos and stuff.
Can
like
you take screenshots of the memory stick? That would be cool.
I have no idea.
Because then when you're playing games, you can just run over to the side of your TV and...
I've never used the Bluetooth functionality, and I've only used the USB memory stick functionality, I think, once.
Because I record onto a compact flash. What if we stuff that in the side?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It might play.
So I'm just... It's the first time I've seen your TV.
It does a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
But when I'm using it, I'm watching TV or playing 360 or something.
Right. So anyway, so what else do we have to talk about? I played... playing a lot of Assassin's Creed.
I love Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. I'm having a good time with it. It's The saves are a little confusing for me.
It's not always apparent where your last checkpoint was.
Right.
And if you turn it off, where you'll come back as.
Right.
One of the reasons I got into Assassin's Creed when I did was I'm always interested in games that have a very wide range of scores
right.
in the reviews.
Right.
And Assassin's Creed has been getting like 7s through 9s.
Right.
So I wanted to see it for myself. And I think I figured out why there's two different sets of scores.
Tell us, E.
Gee, could you tell where I was
yeah.
going? And I think actually Penny Arcade pretty much hit it right. It's the play style you play the game with. If you
okay.
role play... And you actually think as an assassin, and you're sneaky, and you worry about, I see a guard over there on the roof, you know, instead of trying to run past him, I'm going to either sneak past him or sneak up on him and take him out silently. If you actually almost treat it like an RPG.
If you play the game.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Great game. Lots of fun. Or you can treat it as a kind of a traditional hack and slash action adventure, in which case it's much shorter. It's much more repetitive. And I think it's, in a lot of cases, people who don't have time or they're just so used to playing games that way that they're zipping through it and they're going, well, this isn't very much fun. I don't get
right.
what everyone's talking about.
Right.
I consciously started slowing it down and trying to play slower. And it's taking me a long time that way, but I'm having way more fun.
Yeah, I'm playing, I think I'm playing a hybrid of the two that you just, more so on the action hack and slash kind of thing. So, but I'm having a good time with it. I played Mass Effect, starting to play that and. I'm having a tough time with that.
Well, I mean, BioWare games traditionally,
right.
usually the first, you know, hour or whatever,
right.
you go through the character creator and some story, and then it picks up.
The thing that bums me out is, you know, I create this character, I spend some, and I think I chose the wrong class.
Oops.
Yeah. So that means that really bums me out. So so I'm playing Mass Effect. Oh, I finished COD4. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
I finished COD4 a couple nights ago.
What'd you think?
I got to tell you, man, those levels are phenomenal. Those guys did amazing with their level design.
I'm ready to play it. I had loaned someone my copy. I just got it back. And,
I was there's a level that Paul Bunyan was talking about, which he says, I don't know if I'll agree with him, but he says it's better than the train level in Splinter Cell. Remember the train level in Splinter Cell?
Yeah, he was telling me that.
Yeah.
Because the train level.
Right.
And
which
this
is that
was,
this, was that the
was
second?
Was that Pandora Tomorrow?
I think it was Pandora Tomorrow.
That was a great level
right.
to play through.
Right. Where the train goes by you and everything. That
yeah.
was that was a great level.
Yeah.
And he says there's, I think it's called the gunship level in COD4.
Okay.
When I finished, I played it and I went back and played it again. I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. I don't want to describe it, but
later this weekend I'm going to drop COD in and give it a shot.
Yeah, I finished that. Haven't gone online too much with that because the guys that are online with that are just way too good for me. I need to practice up a little bit. And then you've been playing a lot of Halo 3. I noticed this morning.
I just the last couple of days. I hadn't really played in about 2 weeks, and some friends of mine were playing, so we just kind of hopped in and, you know, partied up and played for a while.
Yeah, you sent me an invite, and I was going to play, but you know what I did? You know, so we're recording this after Thanksgiving. You know what I did? I didn't tell you this.
No.
I went and did a couple miles on the treadmill and worked out for a couple hours.
Oh, that's a good after Thanksgiving tactic.
I felt completely out of my mind with Thanksgiving.
I thought of that, and then I realized how much leftovers I have, so I decided I'm going to wait till, like, Monday. And I'll just keep eating my way through the leftovers, and then I'll get back into the mood of work.
So E and I ran into each other at the grocery store.
yes,
so,
we did.
Talking about Thanksgiving, for those of you outside the U.S., you know, Thanksgiving is basically this holiday where you gorge.
Yes, it's about you bring family and friends together and eat as much as humanly possible while watching football.
And and then you pass out.
Yeah.
So I you and I met up at the Whole Foods, which is
a slightly different shopping strategies.
Right, because my wife had to go out of town.
Right.
So she was not willing to cook, and then she was afraid that I wasn't going to clean up. So she's like, I'm going to handle this whole thing. So
since you didn't have to clean your house, you want to help me with
this? I'm not cleaning this mess.
Okay.
I can't believe what you've got going on here. So basically she ended up buying one of the prepared at Whole Foods. No, it was, I gotta tell, so it's funny because we're in our shopping carts. This is a true story. I didn't know you were gonna be there. You didn't know I was gonna be there. And I pick up my box, and in my box is my turkey, my mashed potatoes, my stuffing, my gravy, my squash, my rolls, my cranberry sauce. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
It was for like 50 or 60 bucks.
And
it's all nice in a little tidy box.
Right. It's, yeah. And I had a 18 pound turkey.
Right.
That I did outside in a new toy that we'll get to. I did a 9-pound ham in the oven,
mm-hmm.
10 pounds of mashed potatoes,
right?
Homemade stuffing.
Right.
I completely spaced the cranberries. You always, traditionally in my family at least, you always forget to.
There's always something you forget something. At the holiday. There's always something left in the oven or the refrigerator.
I forgot the cranberries.
Right.
And then Mischief was one of my guests, and yes. She made corn machu and Louisiana style oyster and stuffing. It's a southern dish. It's like a spicy corn stuffing almost. I don't really know how to describe it. Really good. Oh, and I made gravy. A couple people brought pumpkin pies. We had food galore, and it, for a variety of reasons, it was kind of funny. Pretty much every single person who came was running late, so we wound up eating like 2 or 3 hours after we'd planned, but it worked out because we were all running late.
I see.
So it worked out really well.
So long story short is I think my prep time was 60 minutes. Literally, from the time we took it out of the refrigerator to the time we put it in the oven to the time we sat down and ate.
I started around 8, probably in the morning, and went straight through till, 5.
Ours was good.
So was mine.
I think I actually messaged you and said, I think I'm done, because I ended up playing a bunch of games that
day. Yeah.
And the
funny thing is the turkey in the box, that's what we buy for the guys in the Zoc who have to work Thanksgiving.
Right, as well you so, should.
Because they're stuck there. They might not have time for their families.
Because you're running 24/7.
Yeah, so we make sure they get fed.
But it was good. It was really good.
It's Whole Foods. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, so. Although I'm a little disappointed. I meant to tell you this.
Okay.
Usually you go there and tell me how attractive the women are at Whole Foods. I didn't see much there.
I was so frantic, I don't think I looked.
It was crazy there, wasn't it?
Well, and it was the day before Thanksgiving, and
right.
I was like getting the couple of things I'd forgotten, because I did my big shopping trip at Costco.
Right.
That's where I got the turkey, the ham, everything else, and then Whole Foods was like, oh, I need more whipped cream, and I need more of this. And
so one of the things that you've done in the past that you didn't do this year was, and I've never had it, is you deep fry the turkey.
Right. Which makes great turkey.
Never had it.
There's two downsides. Number one, it's dangerous. So if you're not careful, if you have little kids around, anything like that, don't do it.
Or your house can burn down.
Yeah.
Or anything up to and including your house burning down.
I think the stats are every year 15 to 20 houses burn down nationwide because the turkey fryer gets knocked over or whatever. But it tastes great. It's not greasy. It comes out phenomenal. But the biggest problem with it that I have is disposal of the oil.
Right. Because you can't just dump it in the garbage. It's hazardous waste, basically.
Right. And you can't recycle it. So you've got to like take it to a special dump or something, right. Which is a real pain. So I bought a new gadget this year.
What is it?
It's the Charbroil Big Easy. And it looks like a turkey fryer. But here's the box sitting in
there. I'm looking at it right now. It's made by who?
Charbroil.
Okay, right.
And we'll have to throw it in the link dump. And it looks like a turkey fryer, but you just hook it up to your propane tank that you use on your barbecue.
So it doesn't, it's not immersed in anything.
It's not immersed in anything. It's getting roasted, basically. But it's vertical. Now, the cool thing here is because it's not immersed in anything, there's a drip tray. So you get drippings to make gravy, which you don't get when you deep fry.
It says no oil. We're looking at the box right here.
Yeah. It actually worked really well. It did an 18-pound turkey in just under 3 hours. Came out phenomenal.
It says infrared heat. What does that mean?
So the propane is where the heat comes from,
yeah.
But it's not like directly on the turkey
right.
Because you just scorch it. So it goes like kind of up and around, and it's a little bit like an oven.
So it's an oven.
Not quite, kind of, but it came out phenomenal. It really was good.
So you recommend that?
Yes. It's a good gadget.
So now one of the things I said I wanted to come over here is because you have a deep fat fryer someplace.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring over, where is it? Oh, there
it's
it is.
On top of the fridge.
I wanted to bring over the Twinkies because I wanted to have deep fried Twinkies. Yes. So I brought Twinkies.
When we're done recording, we will deep fry Twinkies.
You know, it's funny. When I went to buy those at Fred Meyer, the grocery store, what department do you go to for the Twinkies? Did you ever think about that? Right, exactly.
Yeah, I buy them like once a year.
I think that's the first time I bought them in like 10 years. The last time I bought them, this is a true story, I was living on the East Coast, and one of the guys that worked with me at the radio station, my previous job, was convinced that if you take them, he had me go buy them, put them in a coffee can, and bury them. Because he's convinced that they're going to last like 20 years. So when I go back to Connecticut next time, it's in the front of where the radio station was. I'll have to go dig it up and see if it's still in there.
Oh, my God.
So,
I mean, that's the rumor that Twinkies do last forever.
So we're going to have to deep fat fry some of those guys. Getting back to the games, what else have you played?
Let's see. Rock Band, Assassin's Creed, Back to Halo 3. You know, that may be it. I have really
pulling my gamer card because I threw a bunch of stuff in this morning. Kanan Lynch. I played some Kanan Lynch this morning.
Ooh, how was that?
It was fun. It was fun. It's a nice shooter. What else was I playing this morning? I played Need for Speed. I threw Need for Speed in for a little bit.
Pro Street. How was that?
That it was a lot of fun. I tried to get one of the achievements, which was basically is that mine?
Nope. Crap.
Where are you going? So he is navigating his friends list with me on because I've been logged into your box here. I brought my MU.
I like your motto.
Yeah, no fall update. By the way, did you know that Xbox Originals coming out the first week of December?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know when the fall update's coming out, but the Xbox Originals will be available first week of September.
That's very interesting.
Or December. So Rock Band, I played that.
Oh, you. That's right. We have to out you for this.
Oops. It was an accident, it was a complete... I didn't know what happened. Right. I swear to God, I looked away from the controller for a minute.
Are you done now?
I kind of...
So Major Nelson played the Avatar game and has 1,000 gamer score. Is this the game that has the video going around showing how to get 1,000 gamer score in under 2 minutes?
I believe so.
How long were you playing this game for?
2 minutes.
I
saw that. I threw the game in, and somebody on my... somebody on my friends list saw that I was playing and said, hey, you can get 1,000 gamer score. And I'm like, that's right. I remember seeing this. So I did a quick search, saw something over at Xbox 360 Fanboy, pulled it up, and basically watched the first like 15 or 20 seconds of the video and said, oh, just go over here and keep pressing the B button. So I go over there and I start pressing the B button, and I'm literally watching the video while I don't have my eyes on the screen.
Oh, you're kidding.
And all of a sudden, I look back and it was done. It was a complete accident. I swear to God. I didn't know what happened.
Oh, that's bad.
So you're a little bit ahead of me in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I've got 30 more gamer score than you right now.
Anyway, so yeah, I've been playing a lot of games. I'm going to spend the rest of the weekend playing. Lego Star Wars. God, I just love that game.
Yeah, I dropped it in just enough. I wanted to see, did it feel exactly like the old one? Yeah, it does. I love the fact that they're bringing that to other games. Lego Batman, Lego Indiana Jones.
Right.
I can't wait.
I think they're fun games to play. They're fun platformers. But also the comedy is pretty funny. You know, the reactions on the faces and whatnot, those are just pretty funny too. So,
and the fact that it has online co-op.
Yeah, we have to do that.
That's really cool. Yeah,
you want to do that?
This weekend, goal number one for me is finish Assassin's Creed.
You're going to finish it, really?
I'm going to try. The question is, how much do I get distracted with other stuff? Like, this morning, I think I probably played 5 hours of Halo already today.
Yeah, you did.
So, but both times, it was like, got in with a good party, was having fun. You don't want to ruin that when you're on a roll.
We should play COD 4. I want to give that a try.
Is there online co-op for that?
There is not.
Oh, okay.
There's just multiplayer. You know how that goes.
I need to go in and play some single player first, because you can see, I haven't even dropped it in yet. So,
we are we're a little bit more than a month away from the big event, which is the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, we were talking about that last night, actually, about who's going and
who's going?
Well, last night it was,
dude, wait a minute. Go up one. What does that say?
You're ahead of me on BioShock.
That's because you haven't finished the game.
I'm well aware of that.
This is one of the greatest games this holiday that came out in August, and you have not finished it.
It is one of the best games of the year. I was pretty close, and then I got distracted.
It's the best game you haven't finished.
Yeah, it probably is. It really is. I wouldn't be surprised if BioShock won a ton of games of the year. It deserves it.
Speaking of that, so did I tell you what happened with the Spike Video Game Awards, the VGAs?
No.
Okay. So I've been talking about this for a couple weeks. I am going to upstate New York. I've been talking about that. I'm going to the Rochester Institute of Technology.
I'm ahead of you on Crackdown.
By 10 points. I'm going to the Rochester Institute of Technology. They're doing an event up there that I had committed to about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I said, happy to go. You guys are doing a recruiting event. I'll go up there. So Rochester Institute of Technology, I'm coming your way. I'll be on campus. I believe it's December 6th. And as a result of me doing this event, because I had committed to it, I can't go to the Video Game Awards. I was invited and I can't go because I couldn't decline from RIT because
that's right.
I had pre-committed and everything was fine.
Right.
Long story short is I can't make it to Las Vegas in time.
That's too bad.
Because I don't have a private air transport to bring me to directly from where I'm going, you know, at Rochester Institute of Technology to Las Vegas, where the Video Game Awards will be held.
You didn't call Bill up and ask him if you could borrow his?
Does he have one? I don't know.
Doesn't he?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
So I won't be going to the Video Game Awards, but I am going to have Jeff Keighley on the day after, because they record on a Friday, and I think they air on a Sunday. So I'm going to have him on that Saturday. Yeah, I'll have him on to talk about it. I'm really bummed out that I can't go.
That's too bad. That'd be fun.
But, you know, I'm a man of my word, and I told them I committed to the folks at RIT, and I'll be up there in RIT. Because, really, I want to be hanging out in and experience lake effect snow the first week of December. For those of you that don't know what lake effect snow is, go look it up on Wikipedia. I've lived it when I was at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Woof. All right. What else we got, Harry?
So you see this?
I don't know what you're looking for.
Are you surprised to see this hooked up at all?
Yeah, why is your original Xbox hooked up?
Yeah, so while we're waiting for the food last night,
yep.
Someone just had an incredible craving to play Morrowind.
Oh, really?
I have no idea why. I'm like, here, would you like to play Oblivion? No, I want to play Morrowind. It's the best game ever.
Morrowind?
What? Yeah.
Okay, good.
So you would not believe how many of us were mocking her for this. Because Morrowind was a great game when it came out.
Absolutely.
But it shows its age now.
Right.
It's, what, 5 years old?
Yeah.
And she's not only is she playing it and we're making fun of it for how it looks, but she starts out cheating.
What?
And yeah, she had her boyfriend look up the cheat codes for health and stamina and all that. So she's playing this 5-year-old game.
Morrowind is not a pick up and play kind of game.
No. And her save game, of course, is sitting on my box, so she can't take it with her. But she decides, I'm going to play this game, this amazing game from 5 years ago. And not only am I going to play it, but I'm going to cheat my way through it.
You have a weird group of people. It
was
odd. You
yes.
have a very strange group of people. Mm-hmm. Are you? So we got the holidays, Christmas and Hanukkah and whatnot are coming up next month.
Yep.
Are you doing anything for the holidays?
A little bit, you know, go visit the family, maybe take a short vacation, but nothing too fancy.
I don't know what I'm just getting ready. I'm getting ready for CES.
I think I'm going to CES. We were talking about that. Yesterday, those of us who were here, some of the people who were here are definitely going because they're working the show, and the rest of us are like, oh, maybe we'll go, we'll party, we'll go to dinner. So
yeah, I'll be down there. I'm going to be having – I usually carry Bill Gates' keynote. It's his last one.
Oh, that's right.
It's his last one, his last keynote, so I'll be there for that.
I wonder who will keynote CES when Bill's not.
No idea. No idea. I don't have the invitation yet to do that, so I guess it won't be me.
Well, will it – I mean, just thinking through the electronics industry, that could be just about anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it could be. I mean, Robbie would be perfect at something like that.
Robbie Bach.
But who knows where they're going
to
go?
So we'll have to see how that goes. So I'll be down there. There's some cool new stuff coming up that we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff for Xbox.com, doing some videos, looking at some cool gadgets, running around, and recording a bunch of videos. And of course, I'll have podcasts and blah blah blah, all that stuff from Las Vegas. And of course, we'll go to In-N-Out. Can we talk about In-N-Out for a second? So last week, I talked about it last week on the show, as I was down at the LA Auto Show.
For the
Forza Motorsport 2 finals, where somebody won a Nissan Sentra. So I get there on Sunday, and if anybody has flown into LAX, when you approach on one of the, I think it's 25 right, is that the airport? I think that's the airstrip.
It's the runway.
I think it's 25. It's the one way over there. Anyway. You look off to the right-hand side, and there is In-N-Out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get my things, go rent the car, and drive over there. I didn't text you at that point, did I?
You went there several times, so I'm not sure which option.
So I grab something to eat, and I get a double-double animal style. Go to...
Which, for those of you who haven't been doing In-N-Out, if you go to In-N-Out, get a double-double animal style, fries, and a milkshake.
I think it's the number one. Basically, it's the number one. Well, now it doesn't have milkshake.
Animal style.
Right. You got the animal style.
That's not on there.
So, it was, you know, you go in. I will say this, though. Trixie and I had this conversation. I think McDonald's French fries are better than In-N-Out's.
No.
In-N-Out's are kind of raw to me.
Well, they cut the potatoes right there.
I know, but they don't feel like they're cooked enough.
They're awesome. And they're not as salted.
So, that's fair. So more McDonald's French fries comments in a minute. So we go to Sunday night to come in, meet all the participants. There's four guys from around the country in the United States.
Now, this was from the Forza 2 online tournament?
Right. They had 40,000 people that entered, and this was the final four.
Okay.
And they were the best guys who were there. They were flown in. They put up, brought them down to the LA Auto Show, and they got to compete. They had one 10-lap race, and whoever won that race was going to win this brand-new car. Nice. So I was there hosting, and, you know, the doors open for the LA Auto Show at 11 o'clock. First of all, I've never been to an auto show. And it's
not really our gig.
No, it's not really our gig, but it made sense. It was a lot of fun. I mean, there's millions of dollars of cars on the show floor. And I walked around, looked at them, looked at the Audis and the Volkswagens and the Nissans. They had that really high-end Nissan there, the 250.
Oh, the new Z?
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
It was great. It was gorgeous. Yeah. It was just beautiful. So we did the event around 11 o'clock in the morning. We kicked it off, got, you know, the doors open, people came in. We were done by literally 1 o'clock. So I go back to the hotel, check out the hotel, drive to, and realize I'm going to try to get an earlier flight. Wait a minute. My flight's not till like 5 o'clock. So I go to In-N-Out Burger again. And I send you a, I sent you a picture from my phone of my double-double after it was sitting there on its little red tray, and it was sitting there, and I gave that to you.
Yeah.
I sent that to you and Trixie.
I missed it.
I said, wish you were here.
They really need to get one up here.
Although, I don't think they will.
No, they won't. It's a little family-owned.
Do you know why? I found out why.
What? Okay.
Because they're very quality conscious.
Right.
And their suppliers, they can't guarantee that when they put stuff on a truck in Southern California, by the time it gets to Seattle, it'll be fresh.
Gotcha.
So they're restricted by a distance.
Well, the nice thing is there are similar burger joints in the Northwest. So mostly in Oregon.
Go on.
There's Burgerville, primarily in Oregon. Burgerville is all local stuff.
Right.
Meat, everything comes from local farmers. And the pepper bacon cheeseburger basket is to die for.
Where is this place?
Most of the Burgervilles are in Oregon. There's a couple in Southern Washington.
I'm not going to Oregon.
But
you
every time
discussion.
I go through to Eugene, there's a couple I can hit.
So what's up here?
So if you're in Seattle, there's Dick's Drive-In.
Yep.
Burgermaster on 520.
Better burgers than Dick's for my money.
I think my favorite right now is Kid Valley.
Greasy.
Kid Valley is good, and the banana milkshakes are to die
that
for.
That is the one thing I noticed when I moved out here to the West Coast from the East Coast. The East Coast had pizza nailed. Nailed. You don't get better pizza than you get on the East Coast.
Okay. Yeah, I can go.
And I never really, you know, and then I came out here to the West Coast and I realized the West Coast has hamburgers nailed.
Yes. The East Coast has pizza, has bagels, has pretzels.
Right.
We have burgers, better burgers.
So I go to In-N-Out Burger, I send you that photo. I go to the airport, I'm sitting there for a couple hours. Get on the plane, get an exit row. Great. 2 hours into the flight, it's a 2.5 hour flight from LA to Seattle. 2 hours in, the guy behind me opens up his bag of McDonald's French fries. And you know what? McDonald's French fries are fantastic when they're warm. But come on, they're at least 3 hours old at this point, and
that's
they stink.
Just nasty.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not cool. So that was my trip down to LA. So I'll be doing that. What else you got, E? Because this is kind of an abnormal show, so we can pretty much wrap it up anytime. We're almost at 30 minutes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're almost at 30 minutes.
Okay. How time flies when you ramble.
Yeah, and we did.
And we have Twinkies to deep fry.
Have you ever... So I also... Did you see what else is in there? Open up the bag.
Hang on.
He's actually opening the bag right here. Twinkies. Check. Look at
those. A couple of Snickers.
You know why? Because I've heard deep fried Snickers, right?
Now, they're awesome, and I have some other stuff too, leftover Halloween candy. However, the catch...
I'm not eating candy corn that's deep fried. I'm not doing that.
But I have like Reese's peanut butter cups, things like that. But the catch is you need a different batter for things like chocolate. Because the batter, when it hits the hot oil, the batter will just like poof.
Well, I thought, because I remember when I went to, you know what, I bought the wrong bars.
It's Mars bars.
Right, it's Mars bars, because that's what I was looking all over when I was in Australia 2 years ago.
I've done Snickers before deep fried, though, and they're really
good. I'll forget
it.
I'll just take those.
These will come out fine.
I'll just eat them.
No, they'll come out fine.
All right.
But it's got to be a totally different batter, because otherwise it just won't work. Because I tried that the first time, and I had leftover Halloween candy.
Right.
And not knowing any better, I had the Twinkie batter, and it was working great, and I tried that with chocolate, and literally the second it hit the oil, it was like the batter vaporized.
Poof.
And it just started melting.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Okay. So we'll give that a shot. We'll have another normal, back to a normal show next week when we'll pay off on Name the Game. We have your shirts to give away. We got a bunch of winners for your shirts.
Oh.
You get a Live with Five. I have a bunch of great entries for that. All the winners are in for that. What else will we do next week? I also have some HD DVDs to give away.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, the Issue DVD folks are giving me some stuff to give away, so we got to come up with a new way to do that.
Well, and since shows are about to go into reruns, that'll give people some things to watch.
Yeah, the writers are still on strike, which sucks.
The other night, we were... I mean, there was nothing on. I didn't have any movies we wanted to see. We hit Video Marketplace.
You don't have any movies? Look at that.
That I said that we wanted
to see. I'm pointing at your wall, which has probably $5,000 worth of movies up there.
There's a couple.
But, and some of them are still in plastic.
So, no. What are you looking at that's still in plastic? Are you high?
Upper left-hand corner.
There's one movie still in plastic.
What's that? The 2000 tour in the upper left.
That's a replacement. That's the 2000 Tour de France on DVD. I had
oh,
it on VHS.
Oh, God.
I had it on VHS.
Stop it.
I had it on VHS. I didn't want it.
That deserves to be sealed in plastic.
It's Lance Armstrong winning the tour. That's great watching. No. Great watching, especially if you're working out. That's motivational.
Okie dokie.
Trust me.
I see Halo 3 sealed up there.
And number one, that's not sealed up. That's that's the plastic sleeve on the on the limited edition.
Okay.
And if it was sealed up, that's fine because oddly I have a couple
copies. So I'm sitting over here. We're in E's living room right now. He's on the other side. I'm sitting on his couch. To my right is your dog.
Yes.
She's snoring. I don't know if anybody can hear that. Yeah,
she's a large dog. And her nose is, when she snores, it's kind of loud.
Okay. Anyway. All right.
You woke her up.
I'm sorry. She woke me up.
So anyways, to finish the story, there was no movie that we wanted to watch. And we were limited because my son was here and he's 10. So
right, okay.
A lot of movies were off limits.
Right.
So we hit up Video Marketplace and downloaded Next. The Next is, and I'm just blanking on the guy's name who's starring in it, Nick Cage.
Right.
And he's a guy who can see 2 minutes into the future.
Oh, I remember that. Sure.
And we were watching it and it was pretty good. Except the ending was really disappointing.
Huh.
It was a great movie up until that point. We were having fun, lots of action, interesting. You're wondering what's going to happen. Then you're like, that's it?
That happened to me in another Nicolas Cage movie, Wicker Man.
I don't think I ever saw
that. I mistakenly watched that. My wife came home and yelled at me for watching the movie because she said, you should ask me because this is not a good movie.
You're not allowed to watch it if you're...
No, kidding. I was just like, what is this? And I was watching it and the ending was just so bizarre.
Oh, I haven't seen it. But have you seen Beowulf yet?
No, in 3D.
I need to go see.
Do we need to go in 3D? I'm up for anything in 3D.
Okay. That's playing at the IMAX?
I don't know if I don't know. I just thought it's in 3D.
Oh, it is?
I think so, yeah.
You're just making this up.
No, I'm not. Beowulf's in 3D, right? Beowulf's in 3D.
Okay.
Yeah, Beowulf's in 3D. So
our special guest here is nodding.
Yeah, so we've got your house cat. Look, she's doing it again. Here, hold on. That's E's dog. Don't wake her up. She's done.
Well, she's like an 85-pound dog, and she's part German Shepherd, so she's got a long nose.
My dog snores.
You don't really have a dog.
Yes,
I do. You have what looks like a mop without a handle.
Have you played Undertow yet?
I have not played Undertow.
A lot of fun.
Yeah?
A lot of fun.
I need to go check it out.
It's a lot of fun. All right, we're going to wrap it up now, because I want to get cooking on these Twinkies.
All right.
So next week, we'll have a normal show back. This week, we'll put some cool stuff to talk about this week.
There's actually quite a few cool things we're going to have to talk about next week.
Yeah, so we'll have a bunch of stuff talked about next week. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled show. This show is kind of a holiday edition. It's the overstuffed edition because we're all just lying around.
The overstuffed Rock Band, Assassin's Creed, Sedona is snoring edition.
Yeah, that's the name of your dog, just so everyone knows who that is.
It could have been a trivia thing. I would have gotten a million messages going, wait, who's Sedona?
Right, right. I'm looking at your stack of stuff over there. You got your 360, your PS3. Where's the Wii?
It's in the other room.
Oh, it's
on the big TV.
Well, it's in the Wii room.
You need more space to be able to wave your arms around.
Right. That way. I bought what did I buy when I was at the grocery store? I bought the what's that DS game? Where you're drawing things, Picto something. That's not in the bag. I bought that. I don't know. I bought it for my wife.
The one where you're drawing things.
Yeah,
it
it's like
help
it's,
at all.
It's a puzzle. I don't remember what it is.
Because most DS games you're drawing things.
Yeah, but no, this was you had to I don't remember. I'll put a link up to it.
Sure. The game I actually need to get that I missed the fact that it just came out, apparently, Raving Rabbids 2 for the Wii. I loved the original Raving
Rabbids. Yeah, it was fun with going like this. Yeah. I'm going up and down with my hands.
I finished it on Wii and on 360. I liked it so much.
All right, we're gonna. I want to try some of these Twinkies. So, all right, we're done. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for downloading the show. Thanks to Centricom.net for secure and assured hosting environment. Thanks to my friends at CashFly for caching the show. Again, we'll be back normal show next week. You were warned, so if you made it this far and you're expecting a normal show, we warned you at the beginning.
Yes, and does that mean no after show?
No after show.
No after show?
Because this is not a normal
show. So we should just tell people right now, because otherwise they'll look for it.
Right. There is no after show.
Okay.
So there's no after show. The after show is for you and I only. We're gonna go
make Twinkies. Okay. Cool.
We're gonna go Twinkies, and we'll have a full Twinkie recap on next week's show.
Excellent. Goodbye, everybody.
So we said there was no after show, but there actually is, because as we were making as you were making the Twinkies.
Yes. We realized there had to be an after.
Because I've never had one, so I'm actually going to slice it in half.
How's it look?
It looks good.
And Major's taking a bite. I'll do the play-by-play. He's got it in his mouth. He's chewing.
Well, that's globe. Ooh.
Yeah, aren't they? Here, Bats, you got to try this.
So the Twinkie, so why don't you describe what you did, how you cook this?
So you make a pretty basic batter, flour, milk, vinegar, a couple other things. Get the Twinkie cold, roll it
Why
in
does it have to be cold?
I don't know. That's okay. The way you deep fry Twinkies.
Okay.
I think it's probably to help it hold together better when it's in the oil.
And then I feel bad I'm eating this on the mic, but it's so good.
It's the after show.
Yeah.
This is what we do in the after show. And then dip it in the batter. And throw it in peanut oil that's about 370, 375 degrees. Give it like 3 minutes. You're done.
It is just tasty.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds kind of disgusting, but the truth is it's one of the best things I've ever eaten.
So now you were telling me that in order to cook the Snickers bars, which I bought instead of Mars bars because I was spacing, you have to change
right. I don't think that batter would work on this. We can try it. I mean, the worst thing that happens is the oil is nasty because it's got stuff in it.
Right.
And that's no big deal.
How nasty could it be?
Well,
I mean, it had a Twinkie in beforehand.
No, but the way oil goes nasty when you fry it is when you put stuff in it that, like, permeates the oil.
Right.
So if the, like, Snickers just, like, poof, melted and disintegrated in the oil, then you wouldn't want to cook other stuff in the oil.
So this is all as a result of, I've never had this, and I've been, this is just guilty.
The only way I think I ever topped this was 1 year at Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
We did deep-fried peanut butter bacon balls.
What?
Actually, chocolate peanut butter bacon balls. So chocolate and peanut butter go great together.
Yeah, of course.
And number one, bacon makes everything better. And number two, deep-frying makes everything better. So obviously, if you take chocolate and peanut butter, add bacon, and deep-fry it, you would have the
greatest
food
attack.
On the planet.
But it's a heart attack.
Yeah. But, oh, my God. But that's where I learned about different batters, actually, because they were like, exploding in the oil. And you drop them in, and a couple seconds later, they'd be gone. And so, important lesson.
Do we want to try the...
I'm here for our listeners.
Do we want to try the Snickers bars?
Okay. You do that next?
Yeah, all right.
We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Let me stop. I'm going to press stop. All right, so we just threw the Snickers in it. What was it about... 2 minutes?
No,
I mean, from the time we stopped till now? It's...
Yeah, because we took them out after about, like, 20 seconds.
Now, I must tell you, a Snickers bar melted doesn't look good. Okay? I'm just having flashbacks to the Caddyshack scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So, it definitely wasn't the right batter. They were going to melt.
Right.
So, they're not hot and gooey as much as they should be.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But definitely, I needed to, like, coat them in flour and then batter them or something.
To your point earlier, everything is better deep fried.
Uh-huh.
Wow. This is just deadly.
I mean, we were talking earlier about chips and french fries, and why are you waving your chihuahua at me? Oh, we're going to deep fry the chihuahua? Okay.
He has a house guest.
Apparently, and her chihuahua is apparently about to be the next snack.
Now, hold on me. So, this is really chewy.
It needed about another 15 seconds.
I think I'd have to work out another 3 days just to get all this crap off my body.
Oh, yeah. Well, all I've had to eat today before this was some vanilla ice cream while I was playing Halo. So,
come on. Really?
No, seriously. Because I was still full when I woke up.
We're going to wrap it up now because we're done deep frying things.
I was going to do more Twinkies.
I think you need to do more Twinkies. Yeah. All right. More Twinkies.
Uh-huh.